coming up this season on The Bachelorette.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony, and welcome to our third season. And of course, I got Becca here with me.
I can't believe that we're already back together. I mean, you and I live together, so it's not like we get too many breaks, but it seems like this particular season of The Bachelorette came up really quickly. Don't you feel? Do you agree?
I do, but I also feel like it came up quickly because we had a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah, that's true. We can probably fill you in about that a little bit later.
Definitely. So stay tuned.
Yes. Good tease.
Yeah.
You're such a tease.
Yeah.
So here we are. I know we missed last week, but again, we'll tell you why in just a little bit. I don't know if it's because I have Game of Thrones fatigue. These last two Mondays.
Oh, let's not get down on Game of Thrones.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that because it took so much out of me these last couple Sunday nights that on Mondays, I'm like, oh, we have another TV show to watch and to really get into.
Yeah, definitely.
I think the timing by ABC was kind of poor. And it goes back to the Game of Thrones thing. I think that Hannah's season, it was like, oh, by the way, here we are. The Bachelorette is back. I feel like they could have waited a couple more weeks. I feel like let the whole Game of Thrones thing simmer. I know that they're not competing on the same night. It just feels like if you're really into Game of Thrones and you're really into Bachelorette, you're really friggin' tired.
Yeah, but at the same time, I mean, you also, you know, you know that Game of Thrones is like, it amps you up on a Sunday night, and then Monday night you come home and you're like, oh man, there's nothing. What do I watch? You're like, oh, that's right, The Bachelorette's on. Like, it kind of, I feel like,
so
it
you
kind
don't,
of keeps...
you don't think you were ready for it?
Yeah, like I knew it was coming. I mean, I feel like they always do good with press. And I mean, I've been kind of interested to see how Hannah's season is going to go. So,
sure, she's very likable, obviously. We were always pro Hannah Beast.
Hell
Hannah,
yeah.
Brown.
Hannah B.
From Alabama, although Alabama's having a time right now, but we won't get into politics. That's
hey,
not what
Alabama,
we talk about.
That's where our cat's from. So
and
I
that's
can't.
Where Forrest Gump is from as well.
Greenbow, Alabama.
You know it. So I think I always get down on the guys at the very beginning, only because now as a seasoned Bachelor and Bachelorette watcher, it's just so apparent who is there literally for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And why does everybody have the same haircut?
Yeah, you know, honestly, so I work at a job where, you know, everybody has to be kind of clean cut. And like, if I see one more like part from like one side of your head all the way over to the other, I'm going to throw up. Like, dude, we get it. Like, is that like nobody had that haircut 6 years ago. It's getting real old. And like a lot of these guys have it. But I agree with you, man. I mean, like right away, you see like the guys that are just like, okay, this guy's a tool. You know, this guy could probably make it. I think let's just go through these guys. I mean, we're not going to go through all of them, but
there's
this
so
is kind
many.
Of going to encompass like the first episode and the second episode.
Well, I want to put this out there about the first episode. It was decent. Again, I think I was too tired from the night before to really truly enjoy it. What I don't like on the producer's part is they put a Joe part two in there. So I'm talking about we all fell in love with Joe. The grocery store Joe ended up with Kendall. They're still very much together. They just moved in together in L.A.
Yeah.
But then they get this other guy, this Italian dude from Chicago, who's the box king.
Yeah, Chicago.
And his name is Joe from Chicago. So I don't know what the point of that was.
I think it's
just
a harken
to
back
talk about
to,
it.
Yeah, to be to kind of like a compare it to another guy who might actually be just as likable, but
also
Joe
had
unique.
The same fate and got kicked off.
Well, Joe was unique in his own way. So
true.
But I think, you know, right away, I mean, one of the dudes that kind of jumped out as I feel like would go a decent amount of the way through is Luke P. Everybody's just kind of like, oh, Luke P, like, obviously he's like the most jacked dude. They even kind of like called him out in like the second episode where he had to like, you know, strutting around in like his thong or whatever. And they were just kind of like, oh, he's built like a Greek god, man. Like, what the hell? I have no competition. But there's some weird things about him.
Super
like
weird.
The first episode where he was like, you know, I'm one of those guys who like, you know, I just like back in the day, I was just with like any girl I wanted and like I had all these girls. And then I just realized like that's not what I wanted. And I'm kind of like born again now. And it's like, well, if you're born again, man, you shouldn't have had to like mention that. It was just a little weird. It's like, okay. And he's, I don't know, man. He's got like this cheesy smile and I'm not buying it.
He really went for it in episode 2, didn't he? When he said, I'm like, okay, they do the talent competition, which shout out to my fellow America's Next Top Model fans. You got Miss J, which I love Miss J so much. So I was really happy to see him out there. And then you have a couple of RuPaul's Drag Race contestants out there as well. I enjoyed them. But it's funny. Hannah is always like, we're not going to do a lot of pageant stuff. Like, Hannah's trying to get away from the pageant thing.
Yeah, and that's
thing.
Like the first thing she did.
Yeah. So I thought that was a little weird. But then,
I think it's probably the producers that are like, okay, let's put this pageant thing to bed and get it out of the way.
True. You it was a mean? Lot better than the roller derby, which was so
that
corny
was dumb.
And
yeah.
a waste. But so Luke's talent was to get up there and say, I'm falling for you, and then kissing her. That was so silly and lame.
I don't know why he couldn't have done like clap push-ups or something. You're like, you know what I mean? Like, dude, like use your muscle.
Burpees.
Like you have all this muscle. Like, do something with it, talent-wise.
Yeah.
But you're just gonna be like, hey, just so you know, I'm like, when I saw you, I knew. I was like, it was just so corny.
I want to get back into Luke in a second. Let me ask you this: say you go on the show as a guy, right? Oh yeah, because you are a guy.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. No, but say they're like, okay, you're gonna put on a banana hammock and walk out there.
Yeah.
Are you like, what the hell? Why am I doing this?
Well, yeah, I'd probably be like, oh, thank God, I like worked out for this. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like
you
obviously
can't work out your junk.
Obviously,
so
well, I guess you can. You can like fluff it up, I guess, if you're really worried about it.
Facts.
But I mean, like, there's, you know, nobody on the show has, you know, more than 2% body fat. So anybody who is gonna have to, you know, strut around is not gonna have a dad bod. You know, so it's like they don't really. It's never an issue for these guys. They're like, well, I take my shirt off for fun anyway. You know what I mean? So it's like, they're all...
Want to have fun? Let's take your shirt off.
These guys are all like doing push-ups backstage just to kind of like pump up a little bit, but they're good to go regardless. You know? So that's not... It's always a non-issue. But I don't really see the need for it. Like, I feel like it's a little excessive. It's just a way for like you guys to show off your body. And it's like, you know, you're there for... love apparently, but they go straight to the physical thing.
Yeah, you know? I know. Well, that's always a common complaint with this show too. Back into Luke real quick. The guy can't keep a shirt on. Like, that's evident, obviously.
You know what's weird though, you say that, but Hannah's the one who was like, oh, why don't you take your shirt off and get on the table? She's the one who asked him to do it.
Yeah.
And then
I guess
he kind of was just going along with it,
and then Jed walks in.
Yeah, so I mean that was
Jed's already coming out as a fan favorite.
Yeah, well, he seems like a pretty decent dude.
I'm always a little weary of the musicians that go on this show. I just have this feeling of agenda, agenda, agenda. I know that the Bachelor people, they do a lot of casting out of Nashville. I know that a lot of their talent ends up back in Nashville, and that's where Jed is from. So I don't know. I know I'm like being like way too woke on so many of these things, but I'm just... It goes back to this one guy who was on Jillian's season. This was way before you even watched it, Tony. And he ended up admitting I went on that show to further my career.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy seems like he might be there. I mean, like, you know, look, if you're a musician and you bring your guitar, you're going to bring your guitar with you. I mean, that's the thing. You know what I mean? You're always going to take your instrument with you. I feel like... You know, if they're hanging around the house and he's like just jamming out, I mean, like that's something he's going to do. And if they happen to film it, they film it. You know, I mean, you can't knock the guy for happening to be a musician. I mean, and maybe he's into Hannah. I don't know.
I just don't want him to always have a guitar. Like, oh, there he is by the pool with guitar. There he is on the toilet with a guitar. There he is next to Chris Harrison with a guitar.
One of the guys that I definitely want to bring up because he just is like so strange to me is John Paul Jones.
What is that guy?
I don't know. He's like the poor man's Keanu Reeves. Like, this dude basically just kind of like, he's got like, I don't know if any of you guys are familiar with Pablo Francisco, who's like one of my favorite comedians. He always does this, like, he lives with like a male model who's like really into himself, and he's like, what's your name? Susan? Okay, all right. Like, that is who this guy is. He's always got like his like this weird smirk. Kind of looks like he's high. He's got like one eyebrow up, and he's just kind of like, hey, you know, Hannah, I'm just really psyched to be here. Like, yeah, like, nice to meet you. Like, totally could be into this. I don't even know where I am right now. You know, like, it's just like so weird.
John Paul Jones sounds like the name of a cult leader where like he'd be like, yeah, drink the Kool-Aid. Nothing's going to happen. I promise.
No, seriously. I did it last night. I'm still here. I'm fine.
Keanu meets like early Heath Ledger physically.
But, like, I was just going to say not. Yeah. Okay.
Not him. Not like, mentally. Not personality.
Yeah.
Another guy who I'm sure won't last too long, though. I don't really see a lot of substance. No, I'd probably
say, he just seems like he's there because he, I don't know, like walked into an audition by accident.
He's Bachelor in Paradise material all day long. Oh, yeah. I can see that. What about Tyler G's date in this second episode? Talk about somebody who has so many words to say, but I didn't understand any of it.
Well, I mean, he, I don't know, he's a very interesting guy, but... He's one of the other guys on this show that just has like this jawline that goes outward. It's odd, but whatever. Regardless, I mean, seems like a nice guy, but everything he says is, I feel like he just says what he thinks he needs to say because he doesn't know what to say.
So many words, but doesn't say anything at all. It's like having a closet full of clothes with nothing to wear.
Exactly.
That's what he, I got nothing out of that date, and I don't think Hannah did either.
Well, it's funny because when we were watching it, he said something like, hey, just so you know, like I'm a... You know, I'm just glad to be here and I'm ready to this opportunity. And it's just seeing where my feelings going. I'm like, I literally said to you, what did you say? Like,
I don't think he knew what he said.
I was like, what does that mean? Like, what does that even mean? You're just agreeing with Hannah and kind of like telling her what she wants to hear. But I think there's one guy that is interesting. I don't know how far he's going to go, but seems like a decent dude, which is Peter, who's the pilot. I feel like he's a nice guy. I just don't know if Hannah actually... I think Hannah's really fascinated with the fact that he's a pilot.
Sure.
But not fascinated... Like, fascinated with the fact that, like, they could probably fly anywhere for free and, like, travel the world together in this, like, you know, fantasy, like, married life. But I feel like, you know, he's going to be, you know, in the sky all the time. You know, not, like, as on the road. You know, he's just going to be gone all the time, flying, and not going to be home. And she doesn't want that.
Yeah.
And, but I think she, you know, she's fascinated with the pilot, not fascinated with him too much.
You think she feels, she seems a little overwhelmed at times. I mean, she keeps it calm and cool. Well, yeah, I mean,
I think she kind of got a little bit of that when she cried at the beginning of the second episode.
Yeah, well, for the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
With that sexy dress.
Yeah, the red.
Damn.
Yeah, they were like, oh my God, you look so hot. She was like,
I know. I was
like, oh my God, they give you a compliment. You're breaking down.
I think she's... Because, I mean, as poised as she is, she's still, like I said, I've said before in earlier episodes that we've done, very young. Even though she comes across as like a deer in the headlights sometimes.
No, she does. She does like that thing where like she smiles really big and her eyes get wide, but it's because she doesn't know what else to do.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, again, she's doing her best. The thing with like going back to Luke for a second. If Luke was to say some of that stuff to say like a Rachel or a Caitlin or like a Becca, they would look at him and be like, what, dude, bro, we've known
crazy.
Each other for like 10 minutes. You need to slow your damn roll.
Well, that's what happened with Becca and that guy that gave her like the perfume or something. Like he like put it all on the table and she was like, yeah, you're freaking me out. See you later.
You need to relax. But with Hannah, she's so innocent and gets caught up so easily that I think she was just eating it.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I mean, she is getting overwhelmed at times, but I just think that's her personality. But she's kind of sending mixed signals, I think, you know, being like, I want guys to be bold and like show me who they really are. And it's like they're making some crazy choices. And I feel like when they come to her with that, she doesn't know what to do with it.
Well, and I feel like a lot of the rules are getting thrown out already this season. And I get that she told them, like you said, be bold. But, like, is bold going into where she's trying to do her confessional at the end of the episode where she's got the blanket on and drinking wine?
Yeah, and then bodybuilder comes in.
Yeah. Is bold being always be Cam and going out of your way to go on the group date? Like, is that being bold or is that just trying to get some more minutes on television?
I think it's, I think it's just making these choices that have been teasers for episodes that we've seen in the past. Like, well, why is someone's girlfriend showing up? Why is he showing up on a date he's not involved? Like, you know, it's like it's those great for TV moments that the producers in the beginning of the show probably would have never done. But they're looking for things to keep it exciting and, you know, keep the drama going. And speaking of ABC, always be Cam, or let's, you know, talk about Glengarry Glen Ross. Nice for stealing ABC, always be closing, bro. That was really cheesy. But anyway, he not a fan right off the bat. Don't like the guy. I can't stand him. I think he has, I think that he's trying to, you know, be that guy that catches Hannah off guard, but I think he's digging his own grave. You know, like, he's already made enemies in the house way too soon. He has no respect for the other guys that are clearly on a group date. Like, dude, you weren't invited on this date for a reason. Don't show up to try to, like, you know, make a statement. I just thought it was really in poor taste. I kind of agreed with the guys kind of coming out and being like, hey, man, like, I get what you're trying to do, but, like, that kind of pissed us off. And, like, that was pretty disrespectful. You're not, like, respecting our time, and that's not fair. He's like, oh, well, you know, whatever. It's not about you. I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes. But to be honest with you, I don't really care about your toes. I'm like, I mean that in the best way. I'm not trying to be rude. But, like, seriously, man, like, we're all in here for Hannah. It's like, dude, chill out. Like, chill out, please. And then I really got kind of, I got, like, because I always, like, try to put myself in the shoes of these guys, especially when it's The Bachelorette.
Sure.
It's a little bit more relatable, I guess. And when he I forgot who the dude was.
It was Kevin.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Kevin. Kevin basically lost time because of Cam when he showed up on that group date. He was one of the guys that didn't get any time with her. And he was like, this is bullshit. You know, like, I lost time, you know? And so he was like, oh, awesome. This, like, cocktail party, I'm going to actually be able to get some time. He brings her out. You know, they both scream or whatever to get frustration out. And then they're just talking. And then, you know, ABC comes over and he's like,
always be corny.
Yeah. He's, oh my God. Seriously. I'm using that. He's just like, hey, can I interrupt you guys for a second? Oh, by the way, I got something for all three of us. And, like, when you say all three of us, you're like, oh, this is, like, weird. You're like, but
are we okay, gonna have the first threesome on ABC?
Yeah, like, but why would he say all three of us? Like, maybe he's, this is, like, you know, I mean, obviously you don't want to be weird, but it is weird, so you kind of accept and go. But then when Kevin was just sitting there and he literally lied to get them all over there, he basically excluded him in this rose shaped heart and then started giving her, like, chicken nuggets and proposing with honey mustard sauce. It was like, it was so awkward.
Bizarre.
And such a D-I-C-K move. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, don't do that. Like, you clearly just pissed this guy off. Like, not only did you lie to his face, but you basically stole Hannah from him again.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if you did it once, fine. But, like, they clearly told you that they felt disrespected, and you still went ahead and did it anyway.
And, of course, Cam gets a rose at the end.
Yeah, of course. And they always leave that guy that you don't want to actually be, like, called back, the last guy, you know? And I feel like there were a couple other guys that probably would have been better choices than him.
Yeah.
But he's the drama that they're keeping around, you know, to just keep the show going. Now, you made a good point, and I've kind of been noticing this. When she, I find it very hard to believe that they remember, these contestants remember the names of all these guys. I know, we talk about it
a lot, but I'm fascinated by it. Yeah,
but you had a theory about the roses.
Did they have the names on the rose? Like, really tiny, like, written there? Because, you know, they look down and then they're like, Mateo. So maybe it's...
Mateo?
He's on there.
Is that somebody's name? Yeah, Mateo. I literally thought you just made that up.
No, Mateo's still there.
Mateo. That's the name of a guy. The Mateo is the name of a character from Anaconda. I don't know why I thought
Anaconda.
About that. Yeah, that really bad movie with Jennifer Lopez. J-Lo's
on the mind.
I've never heard Mateo anywhere else.
Mateo's a big baby name.
Okay, cool.
Hint for later. Anyway. But anyway, Mateo. It's in somebody.
And he's white.
So
Mateo.
Mateo's like an Italian, like Hispanic, or.
Well, that's what I mean. The guy. Yeah. Well, the guy from Anaconda was like the Amazonian, like Hispanic. His name was Mateo. This guy is like the most white person I've ever seen.
You can't judge him.
I'm just saying. I didn't expect Mateo.
Are
to
you
be white.
Name profiling?
For Mateo, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's... Be pissed if you want.
I'm not pissed.
No, I'm just saying. People can get pissed at that. Come on.
Anyway, some other standouts. I don't know if she's going to end up with him, but I like Mike. I love Mike's smile. I think Mike is great. When she was crying, he's like, Kleenex anybody. I think he's cute. Tyler C, there's something interesting about Tyler C that I can't really put my finger on quite yet, but I feel like he has the potential to do pretty well. Luke P, unfortunately, I don't think we're going to be getting rid of him anytime soon because we've seen him in a lot of the upcoming
But
previews.
he's starting to get a little like one of those guys who can't deal with the fact that, like, you know, they're with somebody else. And I think he breaks down and gets loud at some point.
Like, bro, you've watched the show. You know what's going on.
He probably takes a little too much pre-workout one episode or something.
True. And then Connor S, I think Connor reminds me of Tanner from Bachelor in Paradise, who's now married to Jade. But Connor, he's interesting to me. And
Connor
then
has this thing going on that, what's his name? Venmo John had going on. Like, Venmo John, like talked really weird.
Venmo John.
And Connor S is doing
the
this.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as weird as John Paul Jones, but pretty close. Kevin, I can see doing okay.
I think, who's the dude that I, I think it's Tyler C.
Yeah.
He's actually...
Yeah, that's who I was talking about.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he just seems to be kind of like... He sat down next to her and he was like, come here for a second. And he like put her head on his like chest. I feel like he's just kind of smooth, but like genuine in the same way. Like he seems like he's very confident.
Yeah. And he also seems like somebody who wasn't cast just based off of his Instagram followers.
Right.
Or he seems like he actually, like, you know, maybe his sister-in-law sent in a video of him and like the old fashioned way casting.
Exactly.
Okay. So I heard a little something about this next episode. Somebody is going to be taken off the show for prior show harassment claims.
It's probably going to be Cam.
It's not Cam.
Okay.
But I'm not going to tell you who it is right now because I don't want to.
Show, like sexual harassment claims?
Yeah. And
like,
so,
what do you mean?
So producers found out that one of the contestants that's on right now had some claims made against them, and women came out, and so they took him off the show. Like, producers are literally going to walk into the mansion and say, hey, so-and-so, we gotta get you out of here. Now, that was reported by Reality Steve. So again, I don't want to give the name up just in case it's not going to happen, but
right,
that's something that...
And right now, everybody's Googling Reality Steve to check it out. So.
Shout out to him. I mean, we give him a lot of pop on this podcast.
Yeah, no, he's pretty accurate. He definitely has an insider, like, feeding him stuff. He's got it.
But you know what else he does? He draws a lot from social media. And people send him stuff all the time. When they were filming in Newport, which those episodes will be on in 2 weeks, Boston and Newport, a ton of people were sending him pictures and video. And so anytime they film on location, like when they were just at the roller derby or they're at the talent show, even though they're told don't bring your phones in, people are still bringing their phones. They're still sending him stuff.
Well, I can tell you that I'm not going to tell you who Hannah was on a date with, but in one of the episodes where they go to Boston, Newport, I work in Boston, right, literally like a 5-minute walk away from where they were filming.
I'm so excited for you to talk about this.
Yeah, and I literally walked in and I saw the Mercedes like black van, and I'm like, okay, they're here somewhere. And I turn the corner and I see like a bunch of dudes with cameras, and I saw Hannah and said person, who will remain nameless right now, filming. And I can tell you exactly how that looks from an outsider when they're on their date. It was really... really eye-opening, and they tell you not to use your phones, but I mean, it is impossible when you're out in public for pictures to not be taken. Everybody has a cell phone, including myself, so I will definitely get into that when that episode premieres, but I was there, and I have a lot to talk about.
I look forward to that. That's a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
All right, so now to our personal news. Mm. Let's just say we have a little rose of our own coming soon.
Yep, definitely.
Tony and I are expecting a baby, a little bachelorette.
Oh my God.
If you will.
Yeah.
And so that's why last week we weren't able to get on it, because we're still in the preparation mode. She should be here any day. So it's going to be pretty interesting to record a podcast while I breastfeed.
Yeah.
And
but you know what? The good thing about a podcast is that, you know, we can literally take the laptop and the mics and literally just record like in bed or something if we need to. So
we should video that and we'd make some good money. Although our poor kid would end up on like the dark web.
Yeah, seriously.
We'd be parents of the year for that.
Oh my God. But I mean, we definitely want to keep this going. So, bear with us. We plan to release on Tuesday nights. But if we are like a day off or so, you know, please understand that we're a lot going on.
Covered in poop and puke.
Yeah, pretty much. And, but we will, definitely release every week. You know, so bear with us, and I appreciate you guys, you know, listening. This is fun for us, and we love doing it. So, yeah, you got anything else?
It's all about Hannah Beast and our baby.
All right. Well, with that being said, we will see you guys next week.
Hopefully. Later.
If you did not receive a rose, take a moment, say your goodbyes.
Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.